When Moses led the nation of Israel out of Egypt in the 15th century B.C., he was not actually first in command. He took his marching orders from someone else. You see, Moses was the Lord's lieutenant. God was Israel's commander-in-chief. This fact was made visibly evident in a remarkable way. Every day, as that great column of people moved out across the Sinai Peninsula, they were led by a pillar-shaped cloud that could be seen for miles. At night, the fiery core of this cloud was plainly visible at the center of Israel's encampment. The covenant God was his people's guiding light, leading them through the wilderness to a new homeland, a new life. Impressive, you say, but not exactly current events. God's personal guidance of one small nation in a time and place far distant, what has that got to do with me? Nothing, except that God still leads people through difficult days to a new homeland. A new life, personally, individually, people out of every nation on earth. That's why Jesus still calls out to people today, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life."